I'm going to play it for you, and then you tell me. Now, all LT got, by the way, is 6 years probation. So literally, if this idiot can stay out of trouble for 6 years, this goes away.
But now, listen, right? He's got to come back, what, on April 12th, and he'll be sentenced.
Well, no, on April 12th, they will determine what level of sex offender
he is.
Well, that's what
I'm saying. Right? Now, let me ask you a question. If you're the judge and you see Lawrence Taylor go on Fox News, because I have not heard it. You've told me about it.
Right.
Say what you're about to play here. Does that play into...
It would for me. But that's just me. All right. You play him in the same order you played him for me, Eddie. Here they are. We cut him up. But this is Lawrence Taylor yesterday after getting 6 years probation. Now, let me just say this. Part of the terms of LT's probation, by the way, he's not allowed to go to any porn websites. I don't know how you monitor that, but he's not allowed to, right?
Right.
He has to be in his own home from 1 in the morning to 5 in the morning. He cannot be anywhere but his house.
So he can't go on vacation, right? For 6 years.
As I understand it.
He can't go play golf somewhere else other than where he lives.
He needs to be in his house between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. 7 nights a week. Can't be out there carousing, all right?
Is he going to have a bracelet on?
I don't know all the details of it.
Right.
So he raped a girl, and the punishment is just be home from 1 to 5 in the morning and don't go to redtube.com, right?
Right.
Here's LT, and when you hear this, if you've not heard it yet, I think you're going to find it, very revealing as to whether or not LT feels bad about what happened, feels for the girl, acknowledges that he's completely Looney Tune, and everything else. Lawrence Taylor.
I'm not the cause of prostitution, and sometimes I make mistakes, and I may go out there, but I didn't pick her up in no daggone playground.
Yeah.
She wasn't at the hiding behind a school bus or getting off a school bus. This is a working girl that came to my room, and I don't know what her age was. Didn't know. I asked her age. She told me she was 19. It's the world of prostitution. I mean, you never know what you're going to get. And if it's going to be a pretty girl, ugly girl, or whatever it's going to be.
Or a young girl.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You can only ask. You know, I don't card them. I don't ask for birth certificate. They do, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right, but God, it's the oldest infection in the world. You know, and it happens. I guess it's one of those, I guess you'd call it crimes. One of those crimes that you never think about, that you never think you're going to get bussed with, because everybody does it, you know?
No.
Until you get bussed with it. And then it's like, then it's more embarrassing than anything else.
There you go. So he doesn't feel bad. He's just embarrassed that he got caught, but everybody does it. I mean, Al and I were going to get a couple of hookers over my apartment later today, right, Al?
Right.
Because everybody does it,
yeah,
right?
We'll do it.
I mean, is that unbelievable, Lawrence Taylor?
No.
Minutes after getting the 6 years probation?
You know, there's a little Charlie Sheen in him, don't you think?
No. Not even a little bit, no.
What do you mean?
Charlie Sheen is light years more evolved than Lawrence Taylor. Light years ahead of him.
But Charlie Sheen is kind of saying the same thing that Lawrence Taylor is, just a little bit more eloquently.